If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue and recognize the way you are working through us. Let us be open to be channels of your love, and let us always be in touch with everything you're leading us to. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're looking today from a very important passage, which they all are, of course, from the book of Kings, but in a way it's kind of confusing for me. Not so much the passage, but the reality. And that is that Solomon knew that the source of his wisdom was God, and he sought God, and he was praised by others for his being humble before the Lord and seeking the wisdom of God, but he ultimately turns away from God. And that's what today's passage is all about, how he turns away from God. Now, one of the important things is that it was originally set up that the king would have no connection to any culture outside of, in this case, Israel. So, except for, of course, it was another Jewish state, which right now there's only one, there's Israel. So he wouldn't have any culture, any connection with any of the pagan cultures. But that's not what happens ultimately. And Solomon has many wives, and his wives were not necessarily Israelis. They weren't necessarily Jews, what we would call today Jews. And so they, as the reading says, led him to follow other gods. And once he did that, that was the source of his lack of wisdom, that once he was the wisest man in the world, and now suddenly he has no or a lack of wisdom. And it says right there that Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And he no longer followed the Lord as David did. Now, we know David did some pretty terrible things. He committed murder to cover up his adultery. He did all these things, which in themselves were evil, and the Lord dealt with him. But he never practiced idolatry. Always keep in mind, idolatry is the worst sin in the Old Testament. And it's actually the worst sin in the New Testament, but it's more commonly mentioned in the Old Testament. And I think one of the things that we need to understand is there's a reason for it. One of the things that I always like to communicate when I'm talking about the things of the Lord is, and this is something that I actually wrote partially is connected to a discussion on the death penalty. You may or may not know that I'm against the death penalty, but you saw the execution of someone in Alabama that didn't go well a couple weeks ago. And so online, on Twitter, there were Catholics that were discussing for and against the death penalty, starting with a priest who's been ordained for 5 years. And one of the things that I brought out in my discussion, because always, when anyone wants to come up with a point, they always mention Aquinas. And I always brought up how Aquinas, drawing on Augustine, who lived almost 1,000 years before him, believed that Jesus never wrote anything down. And the reason was because he didn't want things written in stone. There is one thing the Lord has put together that's written in stone, and that's the only thing, and that is the Ten Commandments. And he didn't want anything written in stone that people would go back to it and say, this is what we must do, because Augustine and obviously Aquinas felt what it would do is it would keep thought of how we respond to the Lord at a very superficial level. And through the generations, the Lord wanted, according to Augustine, us to deepen our understanding of these truths so that over the 2,000 years we have so far, we have a deeper understanding of these truths than they did back in the first few centuries when Augustine lived. And so this was the point that Augustine said why Jesus didn't write anything down, because it would always been very superficial. And then what people do is they take the words of Aquinas, which are very important, very powerful, and they use those in the same way that Augustine said people that Jesus didn't want his words used, and that's a problem. So where I'm getting through on that is always remember everything is written in a way that the people at the time can understand it. So we look at this whole reality of what happened to Solomon, but it's written in a way that people at the time can understand it. Now we can look at it and understand it at that level and maybe look at a deeper level. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to experience, and maybe you want to start coming back to church, especially as we approach Lent, I'm going to ask you to consider coming to St. Anthony Parish. But you might say, hey, I'm all for doing that, and I understand that's the chanting mass where people are chanting, where like I chant the mass parts and the people respond, like we chant the Our Father, for example, and other parts, and it really sounds great. Well, you might say, but I'm not ready to contribute, and I don't want people like staring at me. Not that they would, because they won't, but I don't want people staring at me that one didn't contribute. We don't do that. We don't really notice, but you still might feel self-conscious. So here's what to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish and no other parish or church, but just do that. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, the standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back. And so we're talking about this reality of the message of the Lord in Scripture is written in a way that people can understand it. So here we are roughly 3,000 years later from this reading, and we look at it. And one of the things that I've come to realize is the Lord gives us these commandments and tells us not to commit adultery, which is, idolatry, a little bit different. There are two different things. He also said don't commit adultery, but idolatry. And the reason we want to understand is, you know, why is that so important to the Lord that we don't worship other gods? And we come to realize that everything the Lord promises us, if we follow him, we will receive and are receiving. So if you want a peaceful society, seek the Lord. But seek to do the Lord's will yourself. Don't seek to force other people to do it. We don't need anyone carrying a sign says we want Jesus to be president. That's everything that the apostles thought was going to happen, at least king in that case, and then found out that Jesus was bigger than being the president, you understand, or the king, and in our case, the president. But you see what I'm saying? We want personally to seek and follow Christ and lead others to do the same so that we build from the inside out a just society, but we can't legislate that. You can't have a king and order him to legislate Christian morality. You have to live Christian morality and let others come to realize, wow, that stuff really works, you know? And that will change societies. That's the way you do it. And this is something that the Lord is teaching the people of the time of Solomon, but they're not able to understand it to the same level that we can because this is 3,000 years ago. And so it's written as a commandment. You will not worship other gods. And now we understand that we live in a society that if we live in a society where you worship other gods, or you don't worship the true God, and you pick other things or other beings as your God, then you're going to end up seeing your society walk down the wrong path. And this is precisely what happens during the time of Solomon and his successors who came to the throne. And it all starts, as we see here with Solomon, when his wives led him to follow other gods. So it's important for us to be faithful. And yet, you know, people will say, well, we have to be faithful. But how many people in the, we'll say the Catholic community, because this is a Catholic show, will tell you that, well, they'll start going back to church or they'll start taking God seriously when they got their college degree or their, the graduate school degree. Well, that's making something another God. And by doing so, you are building, as we're seeing now, a society that isn't just as it would be if we followed the Lord. Now, you remember, I'm not talking about a theocracy. We cannot have a theocracy. It's not going to work because the Lord works from the inside out. So in that sense, he works from within us in our way of seeking him. And when we live in a just way, the Lord can build upon that. And as other people live just a just way, seeking the Lord, your society grows into be more just. But when people turn away from the Lord, what happens is they think they know the way to build a just society, and ultimately they come up with some crazy rules that grow and grow that lead people away from a just society. So that's what we have to do, and that's why he was teaching that to Solomon, but eventually he turns away and builds and does evil in the sight of the Lord. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.